Morning, everyone. We're back at her now. It's 10:30, so welcome to Sunday church. Bill's still hiding in the corner on me. You don't want to come closer. That's okay, Bill. You're holding Gary back there too, aren't you? Got him chained to the chair. We are, we're glad to have you guys. And we're excited for Sunday church. As I mentioned to some people here in the building, we're not going to have music again this week. We still have Mary's out there farming. She knows way more about farming than I do because I don't even know how to drive a combine. Or I know what a combine looks like. Gary's toured me on the insides of a combine and explained them a little bit, but I don't think enough to let me drive one. So it's probably good wisdom not for them not to have me drive. But we're here for Sunday church, right? And we're going to have a good Sunday. And then next Sunday, just for everyone that's here, we're not doing Sunday church in person next weekend on the long weekend. We're going to allow you to have Sunday church at home. So we're going to do a Sunday church all online next Sunday because it's the long weekend. And it's really the last one of the summer, isn't it? So it's good. We're in, we're in pumpkin spice season if you are. Pumpkin spice lover. I don't know. Some people are. I think the coffees are weird. I just don't like the taste. That's just me. But we're here, aren't we? And God is good, isn't he? So I'm excited to be here. Let's pray, and then let's just jump right into the service. Would you guys help me out here and just, would you stand with me this morning? And if you're watching at home, stand with us, and we're just going to pray. Father God, we love you. God, we honor you. God, we thank you for your goodness. God, we thank you that because of you, we can have joy, we can live with confidence, and we can be not afraid. And Father, no matter what any of us are going through right now, God, we thank you that we don't have to be afraid. God, we thank you that you have plans and you have purposes and you have good things for us, God. So we thank you and we stand on those promises and we stand on your word. So Father, as we hang out here today and as we go out through the week, God, we pray that you would just bless us, encourage us, Father, and lift us up. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. Somebody's horn's going crazy. Hopefully it's not my truck getting stolen. If it is, grab the Merla. So we spent a lot of time this weekend in our garden, and you know, at times it was frustrating because we still don't have a lot of corn. We don't have any corn growing, and it was getting a little frustrating and aggravating. Our potatoes did really well. Our carrots did well. My onions started out so strong. They looked so good, and they finished about the size that they were 2 months ago, so that's okay. My garlic looked really good, and then it got overtaken by weeds. But we've got to spend time just enjoying our garden this year and just having joy with our garden. We're so blessed to have this big, beautiful yard where we can farm it out. And well, it's not farming, but it's my hobby farm, okay? And maybe next year I'll have chickens or pigs or both. But we're so glad to just talk about joy today. Amen? Joy is something that we should have as believers. And we talk a lot about joy, and we've talked a lot about joy in this church. But to lead up to that, what have we been talking about the past few weeks about this, I am not afraid? Well, the first week, we talked about the topic of not afraid. And there's two ideas from this first week, and it's that we live by faith, not by fear, and that we're to shine the light, and that we're not to hide it. Amen? We're supposed to shine this light that Jesus has put in us, that the Holy Spirit has put in us, and we're supposed to share this light with others. We're not just supposed to hide it under the bushel, right? We're supposed to shine it and let others see this light of Jesus. And I think part of that is this whole joy idea too. If we're not living a life of joy, how do we shine this light? If we're living a bitter life, if we're living an anger life, if we're living for sufferings, how do we shine a light? I don't think it's possible. And then 2 weeks ago, we talked about how we want to be known for faithful works, our loving deeds, and our enduring hope. Amen? Enduring hope. I think that's something that sometimes I struggle with, and I'm sure some of you guys struggle with enduring hope. Because sometimes when you look around, you look at life situations, you're like, man, how do I have hope in this situation? Anybody else ever feel that way? Okay, but we have enduring hope because of Jesus, amen? We want to be known as carriers, as hope dealers, amen? And we want to share that hope with everyone. And then last week we talked about knowing God and not being anxious or not feeling alone or afraid, because we always have God with us and we always have God near, and we need to know God and His character and His goodness in our life and everything we do. And we talked about a number of scriptures. So if you missed that, I encourage you to spend some time watching last week's service, because we talked about the goodness of God and we just explored some scripture about it. And this week we're going to talk about joy. And I want to jump in, because it's one of my favorite verses, is Philippians 4, 4 to 7. And this is a verse, or a couple verses, three verses, a few verses that I really love, because it really is a good reminder. So let's read this. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice, right? That's an exclamation mark, so that should be a big shout. We rejoice. And it says, let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. So that talks about what I was just talking about earlier. We can't be anxious about everything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So I'll pause there for a second. And that does deserve a big amen, doesn't it? And next week, I want to talk about the God of peace. Okay? Next week, we're going to talk about the God of peace. And this, it kind of goes with this series, and I think it's going to go with the series, because it's a one message series. So you really can't have a one message series. So it's going to go with this series, because I write this stuff on Facebook. But I don't know. This seems like a really good place to start with talking about joy. And I think this is a good place to go when you're feeling full of despair, when you're feeling full of stress, when you're feeling full of worry and anxiousness. Doesn't this seem like a good place to start? To talk about joy and that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart? I think it's a good place to start. So that's where we're going to start. So let's read this again, Philippians 4, 4 to 5. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. And I encourage you, when you read that with the exclamation mark. Because it's exciting that we can rejoice. And then it goes on to say, let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near. Okay, we just read that twice. So how many of you disobeyed a command like that a few times this week? Right? And I'm not here to condemn you. I'm just saying, like, let's be real here, okay? There was moments this week where I wasn't rejoicing in the Lord. I'm being honest with you, okay? There were times where I was frustrated this week. And we've been just growing and trusting Him as a family. We are still praying for our miracle that we believe is coming as a family. But I think a time or two I've not rejoiced in the Lord because I'm waiting for this miracle, just getting frustrated and all that good stuff. Being real with you guys here, okay? Maybe some of you popped on the TV and watched the news. Maybe that caused you not to rejoice in the Lord. Or maybe you open up Facebook or whatever your favorite social media outlet is, and that caused you to be a little frustrated and not rejoice in the Lord. Or maybe you went for coffee with a neighbor or a friend, and oh boy, you know how some of those friends are, right? And maybe that caused you not to rejoice the Lord. But you get bombarded with things and stress-inducing news. I don't even watch news anymore, okay? I don't know, maybe am I the only one that doesn't watch the news? I'm so tired of the news. And you know, you go from here, this big smile in your life because you're rejoicing the Lord, and you go to this situation, this stress-inducing thing, and you're ready to pull your hair out. That's why my hair is, I'm not even getting a cut anymore, just because I'm pulling it out so much. I'm not, but I'm getting a haircut this week. Don't worry if you don't like my hair right now. It's getting cut. Or maybe you're dealing through different types of anxiety, or how am I going to keep these kids entertained with them being homeschooled and at home since March, and I were excited because there's only one more week of that. Or maybe you're like, do I homeschool? Do I not homeschool? Do I do this? Do I do that? Do I send them? Do I mask? Do I not mask? The stresses are endless, aren't they? Maybe you're worried because you have a relative who's sick, or maybe you're sick and battling anxiety and depression, and you're not even sure why. You just can't put your finger on what is going on in your life when you're just, maybe you don't feel the joy of the Lord. Maybe you can put the finger on it, and it's nothing I said, but it's something unique, and I can't touch on everything, or else we're going to be here all day of the possibilities. But you know what it is. Maybe for whatever reason you feel under attack, or you feel worried, afraid, panicked, or anxious. And I want to tell you, and this goes along with last week with a little bit, it's easier to say it than to do it, but we don't need to feel that way, do we? Because the Word tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice. And it's a rejoice. Amen? We don't need to feel that way. And Scripture tells us, we just read it, we don't need to feel that way. Scripture reminds us time and time again, and when you start worrying and you start stressing, you should go to that Scripture and just be reminded. So when anxiety attacks, what should we do? We should go to the Word and we should pray, shouldn't we? See, we need to take it to God. We don't need to take it on, do we? I don't need to take it on. It's not my problem. It's not my worry. It sure feels like it at that point in time, doesn't it? But it's not my problem. See, God's got it. When you give it to Him, when you're a child of God, when you are in relationship with Jesus, it's not yours to bear. That should be an amen. Right? It's not yours to bear. You don't have to bear. You don't have to carry it. But too often we take it on. See, we need to change our perspective to that one of victory, of not of defeat, but of victory, because we're victors, and we need to change our position to that one of victory, don't we? That's where we should be living our life, not in one of defeat and of anxiety and anxiousness, because boy, is it easy to get in that pit of anxiety and anxiousness, despair, frustration, loneliness, and all that stuff, but we don't need to be there. We shouldn't be there. And we need to give it to God. And if we keep reading Philippians 4 and that 6 to 7, we'll read that again. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, what do we do? By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts, your minds in Christ Jesus. So we read that again. And guys, this is like a three-verse message today. And because it's really clear, for me anyway, four verses. See, I can't even count. It's four verses. But what did we just read? We need to have prayer, don't we? That's what the Scripture reminds us. We need to have prayer. We need to have praise or thanksgiving, which is then followed by peace, isn't it? Prayer and praise precedes peace. And a peace that guards your heart and your mind. And when we know peace with Jesus, it's a peace that guards your heart and mind. It's a peace that we don't understand. It's beyond understanding. But we need to walk into that. When we're in the midst of a battle, when we're in the midst of this fight, we can't go in there and say, okay, God, do your work, and then I'll praise you for it. That's not how this works. We need to go into the battle. We need to go into our war room with Jesus and praise Him and thank Him and thank God for what they've done and what they're doing. And we need to go in there from this position of victory already and go in and give Him praise and prayer and thanksgiving and watch the peace follow. It's easier to say than it is to do, though, that, isn't it? And this is something that our house is really understanding and starting to grow in more and more each day. So I really wanted to share this with you today, because this was a good reminder for me this week as I was working through this series and working through this message. And boy, I'm here telling you guys this, and I was battling through it this week myself. So I hope it's an encouragement to you. But then we know that stuff happens. So what happens when we're not fixated on the Father? What happens in our life when we're not fixated on God? When you're not spending time with Him? When you're not engaging God? When you're not talking to Him? When you don't know Him? What can you feel in your life? For me, I feel panic. I feel a little bit of anxiousness or not knowing, and which actually always leads to panic because I'm a planner. And when I'm planning and I'm not consulting God on my plans, I get into a little bit of panic. But while you feel the panic, what you really want is peace, don't you? Don't you just want to feel peace in your life? Like when you're feeling that panic, don't you just like, oh God, I just want your peace just to wash over me so I don't have to feel this stress, this anxiety, right? So how do you have the peace that guards your heart and your mind? You need to pray, you need to praise. Again, I'm telling you the same thing, because this is really just four verses, and it's just going to keep repeating itself. So we're going to, you remember, I don't know, maybe you never took band, maybe you did, and I remember the two dots at the end of my, that music where you have to repeat. Did anybody else take music or anything? The two dots, what are they called? I don't know, two dots, repeat. And we're going to repeat because we need to pray and we need to praise and give Him thanksgiving in order to feel peace. We need to give it to Him, don't we? We need to praise Him and thank Him for the victory even before we see it physical, in the physical, right? We need to give Him that praise and that prayer, that thanksgiving. Because prayer and praise are the pathway from panic, anxiety, despair. They're the pathway to peace. That's our pathway. Peace that guards your heart and your minds. The peace that guards, is that not what we want in our life? We want a peace that guards, don't we? That's what I want. I want a peace that guards my heart and my mind so that when this crap, there's only two board members here today. I'm good to say crap, aren't I? It's online, sure. But that crap that distracts you from His goodness, we need to have that guard up, don't we? We need to get that guard, that peace that guards our heart and our mind. So when anxiety attacks, when stress attacks, when worry attacks, we can't drop our guard. I don't know, have you ever watched Star Trek? Like, and I never watched a lot. My dad would, because we only had one TV when I was a kid, not like nowadays where you got a TV in every room, including two in your bathroom. Because you got to watch TV when you're doing your hair and having a shower. But we have TVs everywhere in our house. But I remember back in the day when I was a kid, we had one TV in the house. And Dad had rule of the remote control, right? And when Dad came in the room, it's like you're giving him the royal scepter. And that's kind of what it was like in our house. And you'd hand over the remote and instantly he'd flip to Star Trek. And not even like, back then it wasn't even Star Trek The Next Generation. It was good old Star Trek with William Shatner and Dr. Spock and all this. But I remember like they'd be getting attacked by somebody and they're like, shields up. And I don't even know if they had to put shields down. But we need to be like that with our shields up at all times so that when the enemy comes to attack, we got our shields up. Right? Amen? Do you want to live life with your shield down? With your guard down? Boy, you're susceptible to attacks, aren't you? And when those guys in the Enterprise would be flying around without their shields up, or they'd be just hanging out there for whatever reason with their shields down, and all of a sudden, the guys with the funny, who was the Star Trek guy? Anybody? What was the guys with the funny bird-like thing? Romulans would show up, or any of those guys would show up, right? What's the guys with the funny faces? The Klingons would show up too, and all of a sudden they start zapping these guys. Like, how do they know their guard was down? And why would you just be sitting there with your guard down? You're a sitting duck. I don't want us to be sitting ducks. We need to be sitting there in life with prayer and praise so that we can know peace and have our guard up. Amen? And when I say guard up, it's not like we, you know, when you go to meet somebody like all their guard's up. That's not what I mean. But our spiritual guard is up against the enemy. That's what I mean. I'm going to have to watch some Star Trek and show my kids. And I mean, I wish when I walked into my living room, my kids would just like, here's the remote, Dad. Not like sticking it in the cushions to hide it from me. Am I the only one that their kids hide their remote? Or maybe you're a kid and you hide the remote. Don't do that. Present it to your dad. See, Peter tells his own version with dealing with anxiety in 1 Peter 5, 7, and 8. And it says, cast all your anxiety on him, cast all your cares on him, because he what? He cares for you. And then it says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. See, the devil's like the Klingons and the Romulans. They're always hovering, waiting for you to drop your guard, to let your guard down. He's waiting there. They're waiting there to swing, to shoot you with their photons or phasers or whatever they're shooting you with. Lurking around for an opportunity to pounce and attack. They're waiting there to swing. But it only hurts if you let your guard down. Yeah, you know, when you look at things and, yeah, this situation sucks. It might suck when the enemy tries to attack. But when your guard is up, you've got this covering, and you can take it right away to the Father. Can't you? Like, it might not always feel good, but you've got the Father's covering in your life. See, I'm going to ask Seth to come up here for a second. Hurry, Seth. See? Give me my road, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to get Seth to stand over here. So if Seth were to fight me, Seth, put your head down and just start swinging. How effective is he going to be at hitting me? Because you just pick your shots, right? But if he keeps his head up and is picking his shots at me, then it's a lot of, whoa, yeah, let's not do that. You go down. It's a lot harder for me to defend him because he's not just swinging like a crazy person, is he? Like, I can take a chair and smash him, but if he's got his head up and he's just picking his shots against me, it's a lot harder to defend him. See, here's the thing. In my opinion, what I've seen, the devil's like the crazy fighter that Seth was off the start that just puts his head down and swings and doesn't look to see if your shields are up or down. See, the devil's target is your mind, and his weapons are his lies. And he's just continually going to try to throw lies at you, mistruths at you. Like, you won't get through this. Are you kidding me? You're in the hospital again. You're not getting through this. Oh, that kid that of yours that doesn't want to listen, you're not getting through this. They don't want anything to do with you. Oh, you're not going to be able to pay those bills. You're not going to find a job. You know what? Your marriage sucks. You guys aren't going to make it. You're not going to survive. Oh, you're sick again. Oh, always getting sick. If God really loved you, have you ever heard any of these things? See, the devil's target is he's going after your minds. And he's a liar. And we don't need to listen to his lies. Put your guard up. Keep your guard up. See, the only voice that we need to actually listen to is the voice of truth, which comes from the Father. And that's the voice that matters. We don't need to listen to the lies of the enemy. Do you feel under attack ever? Have you dropped your guard? We can't. See, when anxiety attacks, don't drop your guard, right? We need to step in with prayer and praise. Because all we can do is pray, but prayer should not be your last resort. For you, okay? I'm going to ask you guys a question, rhetorical question, don't put your hands up. But is prayer your last resort? Do you try to fight the battle and oh, Gary's saying something about me. I'm going to run around and tell everybody what Gary's telling me is not true. Or do you take it to God? Allow God to silence Gary. Gary, you're not talking about me. I know. You're my example today. Is prayer our last resort? Is prayer your last resort? Because it shouldn't be. It's your first line of defense. And it's really the only line of defense we need. Because that brings our guard up. Against the enemy, not against each other. Remember that. I want to be clear. And really, prayer, and we talked about this when we were talking about being the ultimate warriors, prayer isn't just an act of peace, but it's an actual attack on the enemy. It's an attack on the devil. It's a spiritual attack, and it's our first line of defense, and it's also our attacking mechanism. It's the perfect weapon. It's a weapon of mass destruction that can take down enemy forces in a single swoop. Prayer is not just fancy talking and formal prayers, and when we're at church, we're going to try to sound spiritual, and so we're gonna give our best prayer. Or when we're at dinner and we have all these people over from church, we want to give a good prayer because we got to sound good, don't we? That's not what it's intended. It's intended to talk to God and tell God what's going on, even though he knows. But it's an act of submission, of giving it to him and saying, here, God, this is yours. It's not mine. It's a reminder of his authority and his power over our lives. So don't stop with prayers, but instead continually engage him. Don't stop with just asking for what you want, but praise him. Prayers and praise, thanksgiving. Because as we read earlier, we need to rejoice in the Lord always, don't we? We always need to be rejoicing. We always need to be giving praise. See, I'm almost done today. This is quick for you guys. You should be praising him. Anyone can praise God when things are good, right? It's easy to praise God when things are good. Are we praising him when the enemy is trying to attack? Are we thanking him for his goodness? Are we thanking him for the victory? Because that's what we should be thanking him for, because we've already got victory. We're coming at life from a position of victory when we know God. Are we praising him in a storm when things around us might look a little crazy? Are we praising him when you feel him and praising him when you don't? Because it's not him that moves, remember. It's not God that says, I'm going to be with you always. And he's right here. I'm with you always. Okay, here I'm not. But it's you that's moving around. He's always here. It's us that's moving. So we need to continually try to align ourselves with him and be with him. He's not moving around. He's not hiding. It's us. So we need to praise him. We need to praise him. We need to bless the Lord at all times. From when the sun comes up to when the sun sets, which is a lot shorter now, if you haven't noticed. But we need to let the Lord's name be praised in our life every moment we're awake. I've shared this before, and my one old friend from Lloyd used to say, before my feet hit the floor, I praise the Lord. And that should be our attitude with life. We need to worship him in all things. And I shared this week on Facebook, if you saw, and I've shared this before here on church, but worship is much more than the songs that we sing on Sunday morning. But it's the life we live every single day. It's the breath we take with him every single day. That's what worship is. And when we go into battle, we can't drop our guard. When we're walking around life, going to stores, we can't drop our guard because the enemy is always looking for that opportunity to attack. We need to always walk around in prayer and praise because it always precedes peace, the peace of God. So praise wherever you are. Make a joyful noise to him, because I think that kind of praise makes the devil mad. And when we live a life of prayer and praise, we're able to pass from fear to faith and worry to peace, can't we? And we can do it with the Lord. So as that verse finished, rejoice in the Lord always, because he's always near. He's waiting for us to approach him, isn't he? Guys, I'm on repeat right now with that song. I'm going to keep coming back to you because I want you to know this. When things are going wrong, rejoice in the Lord. He is near. Have peace. Enter into prayer with thanksgiving. The peace of God he will give you, which guards your heart. I got to make sure I point to the right part of my body. Your heart and your mind. It guards your heart and your mind. You'll get through whatever's going on, but you can't drop your guard. Amen? Let's pray, guys. Father God, we thank you. We love you. And God, we thank you that when we approach your throne room, God, when we approach that room and we come before you in prayer, that we are coming with Jesus, your son, and you view us as your sons and daughters as well, God. And we thank you for that. And we thank you that you are so willing to grant our requests, to meet our needs, Father. And we come before you, Father, when things are good, and we're going to come before you when things are bad, and we're going to offer you praise and thanksgiving in both seasons, God. Father, there are those of us that are waiting for miracles, those are of us that are living in expectancy of miracles, God, and we thank you for you that you are answering those miracles, God, right now as we speak in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you would just encourage those that need encouragement, God. And Father, we celebrate the life you have given us and the victory you have brought us and the promises of your word. God, we stand on your word, we stand on your promises, we stand on your truth in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you sent your son Jesus to this earth so that by his stripes we are healed. So if we're looking for healing, God, whether it be physical or emotional or spiritual, God, we stand on the healing in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for those that might need an encouragement, God. We pray that you would breathe in joy and peace into their lives in Jesus' name, into each and every one of our lives, actually. Father, we ask for joy, we ask for peace, and we pray that you would take worry and despair and frustration and anxiety and send it straight to the pit of hell where it belongs, Father, because it has no authority or right over us in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you have renewed our lives, you've restored us, Father, and you've given us joy. God, be with us this week, Father, and allow us to do the things that you've called us to do and keep our guard up, so that we can walk with that guard of peace on our hearts and our minds. God, we thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, guys, we're gonna give an opportunity because we have people.